Ah, good biblical family values. Let me begin with a confession. I love this story of Jacob and Esau. It is probably, if not my favorite, certainly one of my favorites in all of Scripture. It is the first story I remember learning, or at least that stuck in Sunday school. I was probably about first grade when I first heard this story, and for some reason, it resonated. I don't know if because, as some of you know, I was born a twin. My twin brother died the day after we were born. I was in Esau's position. I was born first. So I don't know if it was the twin aspect of it. I don't know if as the youngest in my family then, and a bit of a, you know, homebody myself, the whole idea of the younger son, you know, as happens in God's plan, the younger son rising above the older. I don't know what it was in this story. Maybe it was the fact that it was the Esau types that I knew who were the ones always picking on me and bullying me in school. And so I liked this story of turning the tables on them. For whatever reason, I have always loved this story. So I'm sad that it's not in the lectionary cycle. As I mentioned, the earlier story of the selling of the birthright. Remember, Esau comes in from the hunt and says to Jacob, "Man, I'm so hungry, I would sell my birthright for a bowl of stew." And Jacob says, "Okay, here's a bowl of stew." And then Esau, maybe after the fact, thinks, "Oh, what have I done?" But that story is in the lectionary. But then we get this one. To me, this is the heart and soul of Jacob and Esau and the whole family. I mean, it's such a great story. It's a little long, the passage we just read, but it's a great story of this incredibly dysfunctional family. And these people are so clearly drawn as well. I don't know about you, but I know these four folks, Isaac, Rebekah, Jacob,